It's that time of the day. It's the My Coleman Television Summer Takeover.
Are you doing the intro now?
I did it. You weren't talking, so I did it, okay?
No dinner.
Welcome to the MCTV Summer Takeover. I'm Michael Sapp, and you already heard from Tony.
Yes, sir.
We're in here with Jared Giddens.
Yes.
And our awesome guest, Corey DeBrule.
Hello.
Is Michael in the house.
I like the shirt. Vibes with the intro music.
That's right. The summer takeover.
Peachy vibe.
Yeah, Jared said this is the stock music that came with the machine. So, you know.
Came with that
then
t-shirt.
Then he admitted he actually paid for it.
Hey, it's all good right. Music. Good music is good music.
That's right. So the summer takeover. We don't know what we're taking over, but for the four
phones.
People listening, our
your
four TikToks. Viewers,
four
Instagrams. We've taken over.
I'll try to bring in one more at least. So
hey,
get to five.
Hey,
I say four. One's my wife. The other three are my kids. We're here to have fun. Corey DeBrule.
Hello.
From Coleman?
From Coleman, born and raised.
And you live here, you work here. Is there anything in Coleman that scares you?
Yes, one thing. The turning lane right beside Traditions Bank. That thing is so narrow.
It's skinny,
isn't
it? I've
had my window busted twice in my truck.
Whoa. Is that for real?
Mm-hmm.
You've had it busted twice.
Yep. Turn it in. I get in the turn lane in my work truck, and I'm just praying. I'm like, please don't hit me. Please.
Was that designed for scooters?
I don't know.
Or golf carts?
It's extremely narrow. But it's only that one, like, two-block stretch. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's narrow.
Yeah.
Man, I went through that just this morning, and I feel myself doing this, you know, because I'm getting sandwiched.
Don't hit me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right
about
that.
It's about as bad as driving
that.
Over in the warehouse district because it's so narrow. I've had my window on my truck busted twice. There.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've got a lot of narrow towns.
The parking spots?
We got a lot of narrow places.
Well, I was in a truck. The other guy was in a truck. Two trucks, big trucks.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy had the extended mirrors for the
that's
truck.
What got me both times, the extended mirror truck passing by and clipped me. So.
That's how you're going to get hit.
But you got to be careful. It's a small town. You know,
I don't call it a town anymore.
Well, you think that, Tony.
We're a city.
A small city.
Bona fide city.
But here's the thing, though. The moment you think you're anonymous, it's like the other day somebody just, you know, this lady pulled out right in front of me. And I was mad. I was road raging
her. At her?
And I pulled right up to her and immediately had to change my demeanor. It was my grandma. So, you gotta, you can't get mad at just anybody.
You can't yell at your grandma.
That the problem you ran into there is you don't know your grandparents' vehicles.
No, they just have one like 100 other people in town.
Yeah.
It could have been.
It's a Buick.
That's right. That's right, Jared. Yeah. You know, it was if it had been somebody else's grandma, then you know.
Then you could yell at him.
That's right.
Throw stuff at him.
Are you, what kind of driver are you, Corey?
Ooh.
Are you aggressive?
I think I'm a pretty good driver.
Yeah.
I don't speed too much. I'm now that I'm 40, I feel like I drive like an 80-year-old.
You slow it down?
Slow it down a little bit. I might text a little too much, I'll admit.
I'm confessing here, and driving.
You know,
it's
nothing worse than when it's foggy and you try to text and people don't have their hazards on and I can't see them while I'm trying to drive.
That's a new thing, right, Tony?
Yeah. It's all their fault.
Exactly. Yeah. You should have your hazards on in the fog, wouldn't you?
I think
Huntsville put out an ordinance, right?
No, I thought it was
device
Alabama.
Free.
The whole, I think it might be device
statewide.
Free.
Statewide now.
Statewide, yeah. Right. But with the whole, if you got an iPhone or, does Android have Android Play?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, so iPhone's got CarPlay.
So you just try to connect if you've got a fancy car.
I try to connect and then it'll
my work truck
tell me my message.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My work truck's a little
I think
too
there's
old
a lot.
Fancy stuff.
There's a lot of vehicles that aren't going to have that connectivity. Yeah. But,
Yeah, and if you don't, then, one hand, knee on the wheel.
Knee on the wheel, the other hand eating
like
a
3 seconds
cheeseburger.
Looking away.
Yeah. All right. How do you handle tailgaters, Corey?
I don't handle it very well.
What do you mean?
Slow down. Now, here's the thing. If you're just riding kind of close, I'm fine. But if you come flying up and you get right behind me, I will 1 mile an
hour. You put it on.
I will go to 1 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Just on purpose.
Has anything ever come of that? Like, what happens to that? Like, have you ever been, like that happens and then it turns out you're both going to the same place? You know, both pull into Publix.
I got some people like you maybe come around and yell and give me the friendly finger.
Have you gotten that in town? A
couple times.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get, you know, a little more relaxed and a little more patient, so I just let it slide.
I had part the situation. Up, well, when the kids were young, you know, there were a couple like, what's she doing? You know, they didn't understand the bird finger, and you got to kind of
copy it when they.
Oh well, yeah. Really what is that? Yeah. So that happens sometimes. All right. Well, from the way I understand it, you play fantasy football.
I do. I actually play with Mr. Jared Gittins over here. He's in one of my leagues. Mr. Second Place over here a couple of times.
This is a question for both of y'all. Who was your quarterback this past season?
Who'd you have, Jared?
Oh, my God. Who did I have?
Oh, my God.
I play in several leagues. I know I had Lamar Jackson in one, which worked out really well. I got MVP this year. And then I think... In our league, I think I had Jared Goff. I really can't remember. I didn't do too good this year in that league. So
the Chargers quarterback.
Justin Herbert. Yeah.
Okay.
Has a
disappointing season for that guy.
Yeah.
That was your quarterback, Jared?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You've had a rough run.
We brought a couple new guys in, and one of them won it this last year. So we got a.
The new guy won?
Yeah, the new guy won it. So
we had a weird year. Like everybody that was on top the first 6 weeks. Because you started off with a losing streak. It was awful.
And I came back hot.
And then everybody who won at the beginning lost at the end, and the bottom group came up and took all the spots. Like, I didn't even make playoffs. And I was, I think, sitting in 1-2 the first 6 weeks or so.
I'll tell you what's funny. That happened I've got another league here, and our friend John was always in last place, and he won this last year. And so something must have been in the water this last year where the new people in the last place people started winning.
Well, how much of this is playing smart and how much of it is just pure random luck?
I have 60-40 luck probably.
Really?
I mean, you got to have a decent foundation. Yeah. But I mean, like me and Jerry were talking about when we came in here, I had a league 1 year where my first four picks got hurt in the first 3 weeks.
I mean,
you know, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
But I think you got to have
or the main quarterback gets hurt.
Yeah.
Now your wide receiver don't have no one throwing to him.
Yeah. And you've got to run some.
It's just.
Corey, do you make t-shirts?
I do. I make t-shirts every year to like make to, fun, just commemorate the league or to, make fun of something.
Commemorate
in the
loser?
Yeah, sometimes, you know. Wow. So the first shirt I made, our commissioner, Molly, she's kind of like our league mom, and we all love her. Her husband, Marty, had a photo. They went on a trip, and he had a photo where he was posing with the dolphins in like Key West, and it was just a goofy photo. And so I blew that up on the front of the shirt and had that. And then last year, Joseph Oakley is a guy in our league, and he lost. And so there's like the last place bowl is called the Toilet Bowl, and so the two worst teams play in that. And so I had a shirt made that said Turd Ferguson, last place king, and he had photo on the back of it. And so I've got another one in the works for this year, but I don't want to reveal any secrets yet till our draft.
Man, that sounds vicious.
Yeah,
y'all get after it.
We talk trash year round, so.
Yeah, Jared? Do they have a shirt of you? Do they have
I'm not in that league.
Yeah, we've got to get
our league is a little.
We've got to step it up.
Yeah,
Michael, why don't we kind of
we talk during the league a lot?
Yeah, do you do fantasy football too?
I do.
Are you good?
I mean, I joined last year. Well, hold on. Yeah. Last year, I joined. Yeah. I had two different leagues.
Yeah.
The second league, it was my first year. I lost by 1 point.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. First year championship match.
Yeah. So
I would love to join a league with you because I feel like I'm going to win.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Big talk.
I'm ready.
Do you
I'll tell you this, though. It takes a lot of research before draft.
Yeah, it does. Man.
Yeah, I mean,
does it though?
Yes, it does.
I mean, if you're picking a dud, that you know.
Well,
I mean,
your goal is. I mean, you're gonna know your top players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like anything. It's kind of like the main draft of any real NFL draft. Like,
it's
not the first three rounds that matter to an NFL team. It's the last four.
Okay.
It's trying to find the diamond in the rough or the guy that's going to come
depth.
Up.
Get yeah, depth.
And have that depth. And you want to get, hopefully, that next great player that's going to score it's you
getting all the
tons
points.
Like Puka Nacua last year. Yeah. The guy drafted in like the seventh round or something in the NFL. And he broke the rookie record for receptions and receiving yards and all that.
Nobody saw that coming.
Well, I picked him up off waivers in Dynasty and played him and then traded him. At the end of the season, and now I'm really starting to regret that. So I was in Dynasty, they have what you call rebuild mode, where your team, you're just kind of starting over. So I traded him for some draft picks, and I sometimes lay awake at night wishing I'd got rid of that guy.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't win them all, but but you've won a few.
I have, yeah.
Yeah,
I've won two in our league with Jared, and then I've got a couple. I won one last year in a different league, and then two of the leagues I did, last year. So.
Yeah, I heard a lot of cussing from Jared over the years, and you know,
hey, it'll frustrate fantasy. You.
But I had no idea. Here's the funny part: I had no idea it was you he was playing with. You know, he didn't tell me who he was playing with. But
there's more than just him.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the group.
It's
well, what like he said, what frustrates you is like you'll do all this research. And you spend all offseason, and you're like, I've got it nailed. This, I'm going to get this guy. Yeah. And then you go to the draft, and then the guy right before you takes that person, you're
like, here's my problem. The last 2 years, I had the number one draft at the end of it, and both my teams just fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst part, is to have a great draft, and you get the ones you wanted, and you're like, oh, I've got the team I need, and then injuries and this and that, and they just – or – they start dating somebody and just fall apart.
Travis Kelce.
Yes. You know, every year I've had Travis,
he's done good.
It's been his bad year.
You're blaming Taylor Swift. 100%.
These Swifties are going to come after you, man.
I know. Yeah.
My girlfriend and the girls hate me because I'd yell at the screen, be like, just dump her. Maybe you'll start playing better.
And the Swifties are the exact opposite. Swifties will go, oh, that's the best thing that's ever happened to Taylor. I can't believe they're so in love.
Are you a Swiftie? The funny thing is he knows what Swifties are saying.
No.
I feel like you're in the know. I have plenty
of friends that are Swifties, and they're like, oh, they all said that to me. I'm like, what?
Just like she made him famous.
It's just a date. They're just two celebrities dating to get more popularity. That's it.
I'm an outspoken anti-Swifty.
I'm anti-Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Get her off my NFL screen.
You're tired of
seeing
her.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about anybody's girlfriend in the NFL.
Corey, you're a sport. You watch a lot of sports, right?
I watch a lot of sports.
Fair enough. I'm a pretty avid sports guy,
yeah.
Are you? Do you have game day traditions? What about college football?
I like to always watch actual college game day. I like to get up early.
You watch game day.
Turn it on.
Is it just on while you're doing stuff?
Pretty much in the background because, you know, we love to cook on game day.
What do you cook? Who's cooking?
I do a lot of the cooking in my house. I love my wife. My wife is a great cook.
Yeah, but you cook a lot.
Yeah, my dad was a pretty avid cook, and so I picked up a lot from him. And so I like it. Yeah,
Mr. Bill DeBrule.
Bill Bull DeBrule.
Yeah.
The one and only.
He was like, correct me if I'm wrong, and I've probably been saying it wrong, but wasn't he like the grand poo-papa of the Elks Lodge? Yeah.
Elks Lodge, yeah.
Was that a thing?
I forgot what they call it. Exalted Ruler, I think, is what they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's framed up on the wall somewhere in the halls at the Elks Lodge.
Wow, I love that.
Actually, I bartended there for a while.
Really? At the Elks Lodge? Yeah, Elks Lodge. That's fantastic. A lot of people don't know this, but my granddad had a car lot years ago, Marty's Auto Buyers, and Corey's dad was just there all the time. I mean, I don't even think
he sold cars without actually even working there, just for fun.
Yeah. But is a testament to, I think, the friendship that my granddad and your dad had for years. I don't know if you kind of grew up with it, but it, you know, at a certain age, I realized that my granddad spoke two different languages. You know, he's kind of a surprise. You grow up with a guy, then you go to the car lot, and suddenly you're hearing a lot of new words and phrases that you've never heard before. Yeah. These guys talked like pirates, right?
So I've heard. Yeah, I you know, it kind of cracked me up. I love Carl. He was an interesting fellow. Him and my dad, they would cut up, and I'd go in there. And I remember one time going in there, and I was, I think, 15 or something like that. And my dad was trying to figure out what kind of car to get, you know. And so, of course, Carl's trying to sell me something on the lot.
On the lot,
I'll give you a good deal. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want that, Carl. And yeah. And he took me to the side after my dad went in there and slipped me a 20. He's like, hey. Buy your car here.
Well, and now tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, when people talk about, like, they talk like sailors. Mm. Your dad was a sailor?
He was in the Navy.
He was in the Navy.
Yeah,
so they did talk like sailors.
They did. My dad was rather old when he had me, so he was actually on the tail end of the Korean War in the Navy.
Wow.
Yeah, and so... my dad was the master of a 90% true tale. So a lot of things I've heard about him from his own mouth, I have to kind of decipher what exactly was true or not.
Yeah. Leeway.
Yeah, and you know, he lived by the old adjective that if you're going to tell a story, make it worth hearing.
Make it worth hearing.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's great, man. I like to think about that. When you're out getting your supplies for game day, mm-hmm. when you go grocery shopping, mm-hmm. where do you go?
We do Walmart pickup for most of our groceries. But if I get my meat,
which Walmart? Which
we're Walmart? South Walmart people, man. I mean, listen, I grew up in Coleman. There was no North Walmart when I grew up. And I'll be honest, my wife does the grocery pickup, and she tried the North Walmart and said every time she goes, they don't have what she wants.
Get out of town.
So she's like, I'm never going back.
A diehard South Walmart.
But hey, the South Walmart people are my people. The people of Walmart.
This is the first person, I think, that I've been on that just flat out answered
it.
South. Knew what they like.
I'll tell you this.
Give me the weirdos.
I saw a news article. I don't think it had anything to do with us, but it said, like, a woman bitten by a fox while unloading her groceries. I think that was a South Walmart situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's
the first thing I thought is, if that happened here, it was at the South Walmart.
I like my pedestrians not paying attention, walking down the middle of the lane.
Yeah.
No idea what's going on around in the world.
What about this family? And God bless y'all. I love y'all, too. But the family or whoever, group of five, you know, whatever it is, you're walking out. A lot of us, you're in a hurry to get in and out, mm-hmm. and you're at the exit, and they stop right to look through the buggy right at the exit, right?
Yeah. Nobody, to make sure they didn't forget something.
Yes, and it's right there. You know, I'm always sitting there just pulling my hair out, thinking, you know.
See, if you go to the North Walmart, it don't happen.
Yes, it does.
No, it
this
doesn't.
Is where it happened,
no, it
Tony.
No, it does.
Yes.
How many times you don't go into Walmart, Michael?
I do
the self checkout.
I'll be honest, we don't go in there.
Pickup. So you do
I don't do the
grocery
pickup.
Pickup.
I do the delivery.
But you don't even go into Walmart.
You can't get
it delivered.
No, you forget things, and you got to go in.
Yeah,
so I go in for my one thing, and I'm in a hurry, making record time, and right at the exit.
Let me ask you this. What side are you going in and out of?
Oh, now that they have the new self-checkout? Guaranteed pharmacy side every time.
Really?
Yes, it's in and out.
That's where you get stopped.
No, I'm not getting stopped there. I'm getting stopped on the other side if I happen to go.
I go on that side all the time. I never gotten stopped.
That's baloney.
Never.
It's because you're the one stopping, I bet.
Nah.
You're stopping.
Yeah, you're the one
checking
your receipt.
I got my list.
Right there in the little Walmart foyer, you know, where you can trade in your phone for money. Right there. Tony's stopping.
So is Tony the guy that's checking his receipts, how many items he got away with not scanning on the way
out? Oh, no.
That's pretty great today.
Nah.
How about
makes a noise.
How about all the petty thieves that thought, it's my lucky day, they'll never catch me.
That happens all the time.
They're catching them.
Yeah.
They're getting them.
Yeah, they have face recognition software now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're watching us. All right, so he's a South Walmart guy.
South Walmart guy. Don't buy meat there. I don't like meat.
Yeah, don't buy Walmart.
I don't buy Walmart.
Walmart meat?
Where'd you get your meat at?
So, Brickyard.
Okay.
I go to Brickyard. Go to the butcher in Vermont.
Let's talk about this. I don't go to the. I haven't been to Brickyard in a while. Mm-hmm. What compared to the butcher? What do you get at Brickyard?
I personally like the beef at Brickyard. I think they process their beef really well. I go to the butcher for seafood. I like seafood. I think their selection of seafood's pretty good. And I'm gonna be honest, we go to Costco about twice a month, and we'll load up a lot of stuff there too. Yes. Like chicken, you know.
We have to go this week.
Yeah. We're Costco. We're new Costco people. We've only been going for a few months.
A lot of people in Coleman, they won't talk about it, but a lot of them are leaving town to go to Costco.
Yeah.
I see them in there. Yeah. I see them there all the time.
Are you going to Huntsville?
We go to Huntsville, yeah.
Corey, you're going to Huntsville?
Huntsville, yeah. My son lives in Huntsville, so we go up there and do the Costco thing, visit him.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
$60 a year, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it.
And then you go
Costco
up there,
and Sam's.
It's worth it.
Sam's is $50.
Yeah,
Sam's?
But we do both.
Well, we made the mistake of going the first time we went. It was Saturday morning, about 8 o'clock. Yeah. And then it was when we had that freeze several months ago, remember, in Coleman or in Huntsville, froze. There was ice everywhere. So it was a Saturday before that was supposed to hit, and it was like 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And the line was backed up to the back of the building. And we were talking to this one lady, and we were like, it's our first time here. This is always like this. And she was like, no. Yeah. She's like, never come on weather.
That was your first
weekend. That was our first Costco experience. Yeah, it was rough. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can do the same thing with Sam's you do at Walmart. Go online, order all your stuff. Pull up, they'll load your car up, and you can drive off.
Oh, nice.
Is that what you do?
See, I didn't know that. Yes. I'm too new.
So when Andrea goes on Tuesday to Redstone to work, we'll make an order, and she'll just drive up. They'll put everything in there, and you'll drive off. It's awesome.
All right.
Can
we
talk about how convenient life is now? When we were growing up,
you went to the grocery store. Lazy, in my opinion.
You don't like it, Tony?
I don't.
But listen, I said the same thing. I had this conversation with him the other day. I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to the grocery store. Why are you wasting your time going to the grocery store? Do a drop-off. No, I like to go to the store.
Yeah, man.
I hate to say it, but I'm actually that way.
You are too.
Like,
you and Tony.
Andrea does all the drop-off. If I have to go, I just go. I like to go to the grocery store because I like to get out of the house. I get sick of sitting in the house.
Y'all are the people there talking to everybody, taking up our time.
Hey. Yes. My bad. I like to be friendly.
How are we taking up your time? You literally just said you do a drop-off or pick-up,
when I've got to go in, I'm in and out. I was late to your pool party.
Blame it on Walmart.
No,
blame it on Walmart.
See, he was talking to me.
That's right. In the parking lot.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I sat there and I told my kids and everything. We were like, hey, the other group, Bobby, you remember Bobby? Yeah. Bobby was coming. He's late to everything, him and his wife. Yeah. And I was like, they won't be on time. And next thing you know, they're on time. And Michael and Leah and everybody are like an hour late almost.
Yeah,
Michael.
Tony was holding me up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Blame me. That's fine.
Look, some of us like to chat, like small town Coleman. You know, Michael's trying to get too big for everybody.
No, that's not
he
it at all.
He gets a TV show. He wants to be big time.
He's too good for small talk.
The four people watching this
slow him down.
Are going to be
a bodyguard now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got a question for you guys then, you Walmart talkers. All right. You go into Walmart. This happened to me recently. I saw a buddy of mine I hadn't seen in years. Loved the guy. Was so happy to see him. I'm acting like an idiot in there, you know. So happy to see this guy. Talk to him. We have the perfect conversation. You know what I mean? Like, good. Left on a high note. You know, I told a good joke. We're leaving. We're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all right, later, man. See ya. And then it's time to check out. And I see him coming back. What do you do? Do you have the energy?
Wait, is he coming back to talk to you?
No, to check out. We just are meeting up randomly, you know, at the checkout.
Can you make a
joke
about it?
I don't have the energy to start it again.
Oh, yeah. My.
You know?
You just pull a joke and be like, oh.
No, I did a good one. I already left on the high note.
You pulled the George Costanza.
Exactly.
You left on the high note.
I left on the high note. And then I'm coming back to him again, and I'm just kind of like, oh.
You just be like, oh, long time no see.
So you're telling me you guys start the conversation back up.
Just not a conversation back up. Just bant like long time no see. Ha, 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 ha. All right,
so Tony makes it awkward, okay?
No,
so
I don't. Corey, oh,
what do you do?
Well, so I'm like you. I see somebody, and it's usually early on when you walk in. So you have the conversation where you got to go, and then you're going down the aisle, and here comes the awkward, and you're just like, man, you give them the, oh, it's funny seeing you here again. You know, kind of like you feel awkward. You know, you're
so
trying
you
not to. I'm not
down
opening
on
up
the
a double.
Awkwardness.
I'm not opening up another conversation.
No,
we had the
Who's
conversation.
Got the energy for that?
No, we already said hello. And
yeah, we did our conversation. Yeah. That's it.
You're not getting two out of me.
Yeah.
So you knew this person's name?
Yeah. Yes.
You don't stop. That's what I'm talking about, Michael. We don't
you
start
know who
the same
was?
Conversation.
I'll call
the
him
worst
out.
One is if you have to do it and you don't remember their name.
Oh,
so you got away with the first conversation without having to say their name, but then you run into them again. It's like,
you give them a hey, pal.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What's up, man?
What's up, dude? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was a guy I've known all my life. It was Joey. Y'all know Joey.
No, Joey.
Saw
no
Joey more. At Walmart. And then I acted like I didn't know him the second time I saw him. Like, okay.
But I think you two have enough past that you can give him a cold shoulder and it's fine.
He understands. I just want to get out of there.
I remember coming seeing you guys at UNA.
Oh, Corey, you just brought you.
I'm sorry.
The
yeah,
one
we can't.
Rule.
Yeah, we
said
one rule.
We said that before a certain year, we can't bring it up.
Sorry.
And Corey just comes right out with it.
So we were y'all were studying.
Yeah,
having study sessions.
Yeah, you came and visited us one time when we were having
y'all were tutoring
some
me. Y'all
study
was still in high
sessions.
School, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. God, a lot
with,
of fun.
Help Corey, with your mathematics.
Are you a class of 2000?
I am. 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a little younger than these old guys here. I just got into the 40 club, so.
You graduated from Coleman?
I did. Okay. I did.
Nice. Yeah, I'll tell you a funny thing, and I guess kind of funny. Corey and I were talking about, well, what funny story can we talk about from our past? None.
Not on this podcast.
Not our kids listen. You know, not that they were, you know, necessarily bad stuff, but stuff that you don't want to give your kids any ideas, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, they're going like, to do it anyways.
Let them figure it out on their own. Yeah. I'm not going to give them the textbook to go by.
You got to remember, when we were kids, we didn't have phones and all that, so we had really good imaginations.
And nobody could catch us.
Kids now don't even have a good imagination to do bad things.
Would you rather you kids find out and learn how y'all did it, not so they can do it differently so they don't get
Tony,
caught.
Tony, let me just stop you there. If you think kids are learning any lessons from what we're telling them, that's the problem number one. They aren't listening to anything we're saying.
They're hearing it, and then they're going to go do it, and then when you yell at them, they're going to be, well, you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't
but
tell
I did
them.
It differently.
That's it don't right. matter.
That's right.
Don't matter.
All right, Corey. I'd like to hear a little bit more about your game day. You cook. Okay. I interrupted you. You cook.
No, there's not I don't have like any set rituals. You know, I depending on what time everybody's playing, of course, I want to watch Bama.
You're going to watch Bama.
You're
a big
play.
Alabama guy.
Yeah, big Alabama
right?
guy. I'll be honest. Get that I have more of a NFL
Look at,
ritual what? Than I do a college ritual now.
Oh, really?
Because of fantasy football.
Yes, I've got so entwined.
Wait,
over
hold
the last,
on. Step back for a second. So you used to be more of a big college guy.
I still love I love watching college football.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's more of a pure football experience.
Yeah. Now, even still?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's getting a little weird. It's getting a little dicey out there. But NFL is just, because of fantasy, it's so much fun. Because
fantasy
kind of
sucks you in.
Oh,
more.
It sucks you into every game.
Every game.
Every game means it'll be, something. Whether it's your guy or the opponent you're against and you're keeping up with their main guys doing, like you're all more entrenched into the NFL because of it.
Yeah, it's some game. You don't care anything about who's going to win, but it's the fourth quarter and you're like, I need this tight end to catch two passes.
You have a
so I can beat Jared or whoever. Yeah, exactly. Don't care who wins.
Do you have an NFL team?
So that's a funny story. I do. Okay. So probably 9 years ago, mm-hmm. I never had an NFL team, but I love fantasy football. So what I did is I put all the teams in a hat. I was like, I'm going to draw my team, and this is going to be my team.
Really?
I did, and I got the St. Louis Rams.
The Rams.
Before they moved to L.A.
Rams.
And so I thought, I went, and my rule was.
Were
I
you kind of let down at first? Like
a little bit, but then I started having fun with it. I said, I'm going to do every 5 years, I'm going to draw a team, but I'm going to draw a team that's like the bottom barrel of the NFL. So the Rams went to L.A., won a Super Bowl, and I brag that I brought them that Super Bowl since I started cheering for them. Yeah. So then I was like, I'm draw a new team. I got the New York Jets.
Okay.
And they were awful.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
And after last year, I just said, I'm out. I cannot pull for this team anymore. I was like, they are just so terrible. I said, I'm going to pick one team. It's going to be my team for the rest of my life. And so I narrowed it down to four or five teams that I really liked. Yeah. And I ended up picking the Chicago Bears because my dad, when I was a kid, had this VHS tape. It was like the old Sports Illustrated, and it was like the 84 Bears or whatever won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I watched that thing every weekend I was at his house. And so I was like, you know, the Bears suck right now, but I'm just going to be my team.
So is that your team?
That's my team. I'm Bears. Sticking with them.
80,
all right.
84 in that Mike Ditka?
I was young, man. I just remember Refrigerator Bears. Perry. I loved him because his nickname was Refrigerator.
It's huge.
Fridge Perry, yeah.
It's huge. So. Corey, what video games do you play?
Currently?
Yeah.
Would
you consider yourself a gamer?
Have been for my whole life.
Here we go.
I have a gamer, man.
Yeah. What kind of games do you play?
I'm playing this game called Dark and Darker. It's Dark and Darker. Yeah, it's like a dungeon crawler type game.
Yeah.
But it's PvP, so like you spawn you in this dungeon with like 10 other people.
Wow.
And you're trying to get loot and stuff, but you kill each other too if you see each other. So it's pretty fun, yeah. But
does it have like a Diablo 2 look? Like is this
it's more of like you're in the first person.
Okay.
So it's kind of like
a first person dungeon crawler. Like Doom?
Kind of like an Elder Scrolls type view.
Okay.
So if you ever play Elder Scrolls or anything like that, it's that kind of view. But I'm kind of in. But I mean, there's nothing really great out right now that I'm liking. So
what? What is it? Console, PC?
It's PC. I'm diehard PC guy. Okay.
PC guy. Yeah. You ever played any World of Warcraft?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
For a very long time. Yeah. Probably off and on for 12, 15 years or so.
Wow. I played it
in years. Yeah, I played it for real. Yeah.
Like you had a guild and all that kind of thing? Raids?
So like Austin, our mutual friend, me and Michael, like a bunch of us been gamers our whole life. So we played for a long time.
Wow. Fantastic, man. So you're still keeping it going a little bit.
Yeah. When I have time.
I like getting there.
See, I don't have it in me anymore to play for like, sit there and play for hours and hours
I
just kind of pop in and play and pop out. So
yeah, do you ever do any of the tabletop
gaming? I did for a long time, like in my teenage years and stuff, but I actually just went on a trip with my brother and some friends and we busted out some Magic the Gathering. Hadn't played that a deck, I mean 20 years probably, but we all ordered decks online and played. And
so y'all got new decks, just kind of set up. But they have a lot of different decks. I was at a game store last night.
It's changed so much now. We were having to Google all this, like what the cards do.
They had like a Doctor Who deck and stuff. I mean, all kind of weird magic. This was Magic though, Magic the Gathering, all kind of weird spin off.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing though.
Yeah, no, right?
It's a whole different game.
No.
Lord of the Rings
Magic.
They have a
Lord of the Rings Magic the Gathering.
That's awesome.
And they've look at this. Yeah. They have one ring card.
Yeah.
And Post Malone owns it.
Wow. Oh, I did see that.
Wow.
And it's worth like $1 million. Yeah. I'm crazy.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jared?
I have no clue what you're
talking
about.
You look like a hardcore Magic the Gathering player.
I don't do it.
That might be a fun episode.
I feel like the guy that's sitting in the Big Bang episode while Sheldon and all them are all talking about their game.
Yeah, it's about right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So like our whole,
I don't play video games.
You don't do any, none of that.
We took our families on that trip and the wives were like, what are y'all doing?
Oh man. They're not into
nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you stream, Corey?
No.
You don't stream or watch anything?
I watch a couple streamers, but I'm not real big into it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about any Netflix? What do you watch?
I don't really have anything.
No shows?
The only show, sadly, that we've been watching right now is Somebody Feed Phil. Have you ever watched that show?
No. What is that?
It's like a travel food show. And he was one of the creators of Everybody Loves Raymond. He was one of the writers on there. And it's very just family friendly. So we watch Game of Thrones, we watch Sopranos, we watch all that stuff. But right now there's just nothing. Yeah, we're waiting.
House of
Dragons. We're gonna wait till season
you wait
comes
till
through.
It's all done. No. Yeah, and then you watch
My wife's been traveling a ton for work lately.
Okay.
And so I'm like, look, I'm not gonna start and then wait on you to catch up. So we're just going to wait till
Tony. Are you watching?
Oh yeah, man.
Are you in?
I'm caught up. Yeah. And that's what I want to talk about. But Tony,
two episodes, right?
Or you got to be three. Careful. Three. Yeah. Tony will spoil.
I will spoil the yes. Michael.
You spoiled something last week.
So
y'all need marriage counseling.
Yeah, we need to get y'all somebody to help you.
I told Michael.
Tony, you're going to spoil
the episode
it?
No, spoil
other people.
No, no.
Yes.
I told just Michael.
Mute him.
Just mute. Yes. The mute button.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, no. You're fine. Game of Thrones, I feel like you can say anything at this point.
I never watched it. Don't talk about it.
See, are you going to watch Game of Thrones?
One of these days, I'm going to binge watch
it.
It's not going to matter.
Jared might watch it.
Let's tell Jared about the red wedding.
I've already had some. My brother watched it, and we'd be talking. He'd start telling me stuff, and I was like, I haven't even watched the season yet. And he's like, oh, then I shouldn't tell you about this. And I'm like, well, you already told me. Just listen. Go.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to know about it, just ask Tony.
I'm not gonna spoil it for you, Michael. I even told you the Game of Thrones spoiled House of the Dragon for you.
The most important stuff.
Just don't get attached to anyone. That's on the show.
All right, Corey. It's date night. Where are you going? What do you do?
Probably my swing on the back porch.
We're simple, man.
Yeah. We get our dogs. We go outside, chill on the swing.
That's nice.
We don't go. I mean, we like to cook. So, I mean, we're just at home bodies, man.
Yeah.
My wife loves to read. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'll game. She'll read. She's like, I'm fine. She's very introverted. She's like, I'm fine to sit here and total quiet.
Yeah.
Because I talk a lot. And so she's like, you'll probably be perfect for a podcast because you don't ever shut up.
Dang!
So, yeah.
There it is.
But, no.
She might have found another co-host.
Like, hey, Corey, why don't you just start a podcast from when you get home to when you go to bed every day?
She's probably not going to watch it. She's like, I hear you talk enough. I don't need to.
Wow.
Maybe we'll get you some extra viewer if I can force her to watch it.
Yeah. Hey, it'll put us to six.
There we go.
There we go. Okay.
Moving on up.
So no out to eat.
I mean, we do.
Where you going out to eat?
If we're local, I mean.
Yeah. Whoa. So you're going out of town.
Oh, going out of town.
I mean, is that what you would do if like?
Yeah, normally. We love Rosie's. I know that's the generic play, but I mean,
we love Rosie's.
Yeah.
And,
you know, if we do anything, we like to travel to do like outdoor stuff. Yeah. So like we've got a goal right now to hit every national park. Mm-hmm. And now granted, we got a long ways to go, but like, so we'll save up and like our annual trip or year and a half, 2 year trip will be to try to hit a national park. It's like our 10 year anniversary. We went to Olympic National Park in Washington and spent a week up there. And
how was that?
Dude, it was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
How many have you hit so far?
I think we've only done like six or seven right now at this point. Yeah. So we've been to Utah twice.
Oh man.
So we really love Utah. There's like Zion is our favorite by far.
Do you drive out there or fly out there?
Fly usually. I mean, it depends on which one we're going to. Yeah,
right?
No, we fly. That's, so
yeah.
Yeah. Rent a car and then go do all our outdoor stuff.
So. Okay.
Why don't you go national with the painting gig and try to find something in the area. And just
I don't
want to
do that though.
And you can see it the same time.
Giving it more work.
Yeah.
Corey, you've got a painting business.
I do. I have a painting business. Southern Color Painting.
Southern Color Painting.
Been in business, 15 years, something.
You've been doing this a while.
Been doing it basically my whole life, really. You know, my stepdad growing up was a painter, so started working with him for some side money.
At a young age,
probably like 14 or something, in the summers.
Yeah.
And then went off to Arizona briefly for college. Didn't work out. Came back. Was working. Went to Wallace. Got my 2-year degree.
Yeah.
On IT stuff, network engineering. Was planning on going to Athens and then met my wife. And next thing I knew, I had
a wife and
two kids. And
there you go.
Needed money. So started a painting business. And here we are.
But man, you stay booked up.
We do.
We try. This guy's in demand.
Well, my motto is, you know, I'm not trying to just make a killing. I'm here. You've got something needs done. I've got to make a living.
Yeah.
Let's meet somewhere in the middle.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
And we do only referrals. I don't advertise. I've never really advertised.
Maybe you should. I know we a stay, good TV you know, station. I know. Could,
Just a little bit in here.
But you're so good, you don't need to advertise. Well, that's a good sign.
I wouldn't Word call of it mouth. So good, but yeah. my number one thing I just try to do is do good customer service and do as good a job as we can possibly do.
Have you ever ticked anybody off? You ever have
I'm
the
sure
warning?
I have.
You
yeah, I'm sure.
But
I have.
I mean, have they made it known to you, or is it just
not necessarily like we just egregiously did anything bad, but like I have fired customers. Like I've
you
had customers
like, I don't
that
want to
I,
deal with you.
I
it's
said,
not
I'm
worth
never,
my time.
Yeah, I just walked off a job and said I'm not coming back. That's only happened a few times, but it was extreme
but
situations. But oh yeah, they are. If you do anything with customer service, you're going to run into some people that you know.
Yeah.
Yep. You Jerry, can't make them happy.
You seem like a guy that would be terrible at customer service.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know why he said that. It just cracked me out there.
I'll tell you why, because Jared will tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to finesse that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not that bad.
Really?
Out of all the years I project managed, I only got kicked off 2 job sites.
Hey.
There you go.
Well, there you
and
go.
And I work for municipalities.
Shows
like
you what
cities
I
cities and stuff and engineers. Which
they're not.
But like, I'm saying like, y'all, can y'all see Jared like working retail? I mean.
Look, buy
we had
dog,
a restaurant for years, man.
Were you, were
dude,
you in the front
I can
or the
make
back?
A killing.
Were
I
you in the,
I sure about that?
I ran it.
You
managed,
sure about
I
that?
I made a killing.
Get out. Look at this.
Made a killing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm actually
proving
nice.
Proving me wrong.
Like, I mean.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing with customers. I've learned in my line of work. If you just tell them the truth and be upfront with them, 99% of the time, they're fine.
Yeah.
You just say, look.
They like that.
Well, the contractors especially have this bad reputation because sometimes it'd be like 2 weeks, 2 weeks, two
oh,
weeks, two
yeah.
weeks. And I just tell people, look, it's 4 months.
Yeah.
And I'll call you when I get closer, and it may be that day, and it may be a little longer, it may be a little sooner.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, look at that. Because
you can't control the weather and control
and other trades. Like a lot of times I'm stuck behind other trades that go along, and that's why I don't do commercial work anymore. Because every time I'd do a commercial job, every other trade would run long, and they would have a set date they were trying to get the building done, and I would have say a month, and I would get there, and they go, "Well, you got a week and a half," and you're like, "Well, sorry, I just don't know what to tell you."
So you just have to, that's
because we're always kind of the last people in and out or out, so.
All right. So you do a lot. Do you do much on the lake?
I mean, we do a pretty good bit on the lake.
He posted some cool pictures.
I was about to say, I think
I've got to get back. I was a lot better about posting photos a while back, and then I quit. So I'm trying to get back on to putting more stuff out there. So,
But
we just finished one up on the lake for somebody actually goes to church with us, and it was a good customer. Went great, smooth, easy to work for. Best kind of job.
That's what you want.
Best kind of job.
All right, guys. If you need somebody to paint, what kind of stuff do you paint? Like, if I needed you, it's because I've got what I need my house painted.
Anything with your house.
You do murals?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I will, but you won't like it.
Yeah, I like that. All right. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. What about, do you read much? Yeah. Are you a reader?
I've always been an avid reader, but now I'm a
oh, you're a listener.
Yeah.
You do the audio.
Because at work,
audiobooks.
I'm just
Jared's nodding. Are you an audio
book guy?
It's a game changer.
I don't think
Michael.
I could even sit down and read a book anymore at this point. Yeah,
all
I'm
y'all.
So on
audio books. This
is a comic book.
Yeah. I'm not a big comic book guy.
I get a credit every month.
What do you do? Audible or something?
Audible.
Yeah, Audible. Yeah.
Part of your Amazon Prime, you get a credit for them every month. So I get a book every month.
But it still costs Audible. Right?
You're still paying for credits, but you're going to buy a book
credit.
If you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Listen to the book, be done with it.
What's the last thing you listened to, Corey?
A series, I think it's called Red Rising.
Red Rising?
Yeah,
Red
it's
Rising.
A great novel. Honestly,
the Communist Party?
It's like a mix between sci-fi with a little bit of Hunger Games kind of and so it's like it's
okay.
the
cool.
premise is Mars and there's social classes based
red.
On their like color they got gold red blue green all these different and they have distinct jobs and so it's kind of like an 8-book series and it's really good and honestly the Red Rising might not even be the name of it. I know it's red something
it's kind of like the board games y'all play.
You know
what,
they're
Jared? Amazing,
okay.
You know what, Jared?
Yeah.
I don't play these board games.
I don't anymore. I haven't played any of
If I play a board game, it's going to be like Pokemon trading cards. That's it.
That's even worse.
Yeah. How's that worse? How is that worse?
Michael.
That is my generation right
there.
He's
the one running out in the street trying to get his Pokemon on his phone.
Listen, that is my generation. You leave us alone.
Those are his people, man.
That's it. Man, that's
we're not over here playing with minifigures called Warhammer and Magic the Gathering.
Whoa, don't knock Warhammer.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just telling it like it is.
Their own models and stuff. Man, that's intricate.
What's the actor that did... he was Superman, then he did Witcher.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, that guy's apparently huge into Warhammer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually just finished a Warhammer book, the Horus Heresy series. Yeah. So
you read it?
Yeah. I read, Tony. I read.
I'm sorry.
The words on the in the book.
Well, I hate that for you. Get in some audibles. So.
He's the one who wants the paper. We just want to hear it.
Yeah. I have the paper book.
Which is funny for a guy who won't go out and go into Walmart. So. I know.
How do you get your books? Delivered by Amazon?
No, actually, we like to go to the bookstore. We'll go to the bookstore.
You go to Books A Million? That's the only bookstore we have in Coleman.
Yeah, well, we'll pretty go much. To the books. There's a Books
How did
a Million
that thing stay alive?
I don't know.
They do. Coffee, it's, it's coffee. Yeah. And they have the trinkets. You know, a lot of
Books A Million?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a large space. So the cost for rental or leasing can't
be cheap. For years, though.
I know, but still.
I'm sure.
I guess what I'm saying, like, if you go to Huntsville, Books A Millions are tiny now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've made them really small.
Books A Millions are, but Barnes and Nobles are huge.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't go to bookstores.
Like, Barnes and Noble? Well, so.
I'll go in there for a birthday card or something.
Bridge Street? Was it Bridge Street?
Yes. That's Barnes and Noble.
That's a two-story bookstore.
Oh, is it? I've been there a million times. Never been to the bookstore.
Yes, it is.
It's one story.
Yes. No, it's two stories. At Bridge Street. It's two stories.
Hey, Michael, I'll go and film it. I got to go this week.
There's no what's upstairs?
Upstairs is like the comics and kids section.
Uh-oh. How have I... Tony, Pokemon. Do you know this for sure?
A positive. I could call up my sister right now and ask her.
How have I missed an entire floor of the bookstore?
Because you're not going to see the comics, Michael.
I'm in there and I'm looking
around.
You're
going up top to go to see the comics.
I've never been up top. You're not going to see comics, man. It's only one floor. It's one story. There's no way.
It's two stories.
Jared, are you fact checking this?
I'm texting my daughter who was in there like a couple weeks ago.
It's a one story.
Yeah, Dad,
it's a
two story.
Oh, she won't say that.
I'm a snap.
Tony, is this for real?
Yes, it's two
Where
stories.
Are the stairs?
Y'all just it's can't agree middle. On anything today.
It's not stairs, awful. It's an escalator.
Is there?
In,
just take his I've word never been
in
there.
In Bridge Street. You're thinking of somewhere else. There's no escalator.
Positive.
No. He's saying in the building of Barnes & Noble is the escalator.
Yeah.
There's no escalator
but,
there.
I've never been in there, so
the one next to the Cheesecake Factory.
Is this going
to
be the title?
There's no
it's
escalator.
It's a two-story building, Michael.
Is this going to be your title? Where's the escalator?
Where's the escalator?
It is in Corey. The Barnes & Noble.
All right, if I don't get the answer when you post it, I will post the...
Corey, you've been there.
I don't know if I've ever been in that Barnes & Noble.
The one-story Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I've been there, you know, shopping and stuff, but I don't think I've ever been to Barnes & Noble.
All right. Well,
it's two stories.
Oh,
I promise you.
Never seen an escalator
If it's one story, then
they've got the Starbucks.
I will buy you lunch.
Where? Oh, where?
It don't matter.
Wherever you want.
I get to pick.
Oh.
I get to pick. We're going to 412, baby.
Oh, God. It's going to pull a hole in my pocket.
Yeah.
Hang on. Does that come with drinks?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
how far are we going here?
Is this like a meal? I feel like when you go to a meal, you have a drink.
A meal.
Corey,
one drink is a meal.
It's a process. It's
you
like,
get a drink. Is that appetizer?
I've been there with the last.
Is this a Seinfeld reference where he took him and he had soup? He's like, that doesn't count as the meal. He said, well, I took you out to the meal. You chose soup. Yeah.
That's right, with Banya. Yeah,
still, I think, the best TV show.
That's right, Corey. But, that's pretty funny. So if I go and get soup, it doesn't count as our meal.
Mm-hmm.
No, it counts.
Jerry.
It counts.
Jared, do you have a result here? Because I'm tripping over myself just thinking there's no way.
I texted my sister as well. She lives up in Huntsville.
There's no way. I'm going to call my wife right now.
She.
This is great video and audio.
Yeah, I know everybody.
Hey, let's all call somebody.
The four viewers were, yeah. There's no way. How would we miss that?
Oh, son of a biscuit cut.
You're wrong.
My sister said one. One story. My sister said one.
No, my daughter just said no, it's one. You don't get a call. Oh, what do you do?
You're live on air. Tony says the Barnes & Noble at Bridge Street is two stories. True or false?
If she's talking, we can't hear.
Yeah, we can't hear.
She's not talking. She's thinking. She's doubting herself now because she knows the truth. False. False.
That's three.
100%.
That's four against one. You're right.
I guess I gotta
go. So now the question is, if he's wrong about that, he's wrong about everything else tonight.
My wife says it's false. She's right.
It's probably, I'm thinking of a different Barnes and Noble then.
Thank you.
How many Barnes and Nobles have you been into?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
When you're looking for a specific comic, you go to a lot.
One story.
Comic. Okay.
One floor.
One story.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows
that. You didn't. You didn't.
You made me second guess myself.
Yeah, and guess because you didn't know.
I trusted you. I trusted you might be right.
Stop stuttering, Michael.
I think the next guest needs to be a marriage counselor.
Yeah, two of y'all and a marriage counselor. Yeah.
We'll redo it, put a couch down where for each one of you, and y'all can just...
Where are we going to lunch?
Where you want to go to 412?
That's right.
I'm taking you to lunch, man. I ain't taking these
Everybody
guys.
Gets to come. Hey. Everybody's coming.
And then we're going to McDonald's. I ordered from the dollar
It'll
menu.
It'll be just as expensive at McDonald's.
No, I gotta go. Not if you go to the dollar menu.
I got to go catch my crew not working, so
yeah. I'm not there. Corey's like, I'm sitting here talking to y'all.
Yeah. I'm losing money.
I'm losing money.
Yeah. No, that's true. Good. They're good.
No, he's right. Listen, Corey, I think you're going to have to come back.
I mean, hey, if two more people watch because of this, I'll
that's
do it.
That's right. We're bringing the audience up to six.
I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. You know, I had a little nervous walking in here. Never been on TV with celebrities.
You're on now.
You know, didn't really know what I was going to talk about. My mom told me I had a face for radio. So
she did not.
Yeah.
I know your mom. I was born. She's sweet. She didn't say that.
Nah, she didn't.
Guys, great show. Corey, great to have you. If you need anything painted, Southern...
Color
painting. Mm-hmm. Find Corey DeBrule.
And one quick other thing, I'm working on another little company I started last year. It's going to be a property management company.
What?
So I haven't rolled it out yet. But
hold on.
So yeah, we're going to work on, you know, maintenance on properties, like rental properties and different things like that. So we got the wheels turning on that, we'll have that out hopefully by the end of the year.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go to the Impact Mortgage Group? You know those guys, Josh Campbell.
They've got a big event coming up
in
July. I'm
going
to go out there and see if we can hit
a few
golf balls in that simulator.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be. You'll have to come back on and tell us about the new business.
Thanks for having me,
Corey. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the MCTV Summer Takeover.
Yes, sir.
I'm Michael Satt.
I'm Tony.
Jared.
Corey DeBrule.
Yes, sir.
All right. Later. We'll see y'all next time.
Let's go.
Roll the credits.